This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name.
Luke chapter 19 verse 10 says, "The Son of Man came to seek and find what was lost." You know, God will do what it takes, whatever it takes, to bring his children home. He is a shepherd in search of his lamb. His legs are scratched, his feet are sore, and his eyes are burning. He scales the cliffs and traverses the fields. He explores the caves. He cups his hands to his mouth and calls into the canyon, and the name he calls is yours. He is calling, and he would keep calling. If you can hear him, respond, because he would never give up on you. He wants to bring you home. He wants to take you home. He is calling. My dear brother, my dear sister, would you respond? God bless you.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollabille.
Dear listener, you are welcome to the program Healthy You. This is the second part of the discussion on the topic cervical cancer.
Hello, our lovely listener. You are welcome to A Healthy You. Today we are glad to come your way once again to come and do discussions on a topic that we know you are very much interested in, that is cervical cancer. I am your host, Belle Dollabille, and I'm going to do this wonderful discussion with Dr. Kojo Frimpong, who is a medical doctor. Doctor, you are welcome.
Thank you very much.
And then Madam Dorothea Adofu Kisi, who is also a medical officer. Madam, you are welcome.
Please, thank you.
Cervical cancer. Before you go on, are they at risk at that age or later in later years?
One of the risk factors is exposure to sexually transmitted diseases. And that is one risk factor. And how do people get STIs or STDs? And usually one of the risk factors that we know of is people before age 16 who engage in frequent sexual intercourse. Those people are at great risk of developing cervical cancer or contracting the HPV. There is a link between this. If before 16 you start engage yourself in frequent sexual intercourse, then that will lead you to have multiple sexual partners. By the time you get to 30 or 25, because you are starting maybe 12, 11, 14, 15. By the time you get to 25, 30, you might have had about more than 5 or 4 sexual partners, and which is also one of the risk factors, multiple sexual partners. And then when you have multiple sexual partners, like she already said, then there is a high possibility that you will have STIs. And remember, HPV is also known to be one of the STIs. At least, even cervical cancer is the cancer that results as a result of STIs, that is sexually transmitted infection. And then people who smoke.
Wow. Smoking?
Of course.
What? Smoking through the lungs got to do with the cervix?
Well, people who don't smoke and people who smoke, when you look at the ratio, you see that those who smoke and engage themselves in all these activity risk factors, they are at higher risk of developing as compared to those who don't smoke.
Wow. And I don't know, this is not too clear for me. Is it having sex at an early age that is an issue, or having multiple sex, multiple sex partners? Dr. Kisi?
Both of them.
Okay.
So early sexual activity,
mm-hmm.
and or having multiple sexual partners,
okay,
can all predispose you to having a higher risk.
Okay. Now let me ask this question. There are some of our tribes in Ghana where they betroth little girls to elderly men, and then sometimes at age 15 they go to their husband's homes. Such a girl, of course, would start having sex at an early age because she has married at an early age. Even if she stays with one partner or the husband alone, the fact that the girl started having sex at an early age, would that be a risk, if that is what you are saying?
The person could be at risk, mm-hmm. because she falls within what we have mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
If she does not do any of the things,
about things that,
yes, apart from the sexual activity, she, we still have to include her.
Wow, this is getting interesting. We are talking about cervical cancer, and today I have with me here Dr. Kojo Frimpong, who is a medical doctor, and then Dr. Dorothea Adolfo Kisi, and I am Belle Dollabill. We were talking about the causes of cervical cancer, and if I remember correctly,
factors,
yes,
as well.
Yeah, that smoking is one, having multiple sex partners is another, and the most interesting one was having sex at an early age. And Doc, I think we were talking about young girls who are married off very early and the risk involved in getting the disease because of the early sex. Can you please talk more about that.
Okay. I just want to say that as part of the risk factors, if a girl involves herself in or coitus at early age, whether or not she has any symptoms or no symptoms at all, she still stands as a risk factor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's part of the risk group.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have to discourage it.
Okay. But Dr. Frimpong, I think years ago, our great-great-grandmothers, they used to marry early and give birth early, but they were strong. Now we are saying that if somebody probably marries earlier than the adult age and starts engaging in sex, that person is at risk of getting the disease.
The question becomes a social issue now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, will you give your daughter 12 years into marriage?
I will not give her, someone would.
Even biblically, if our forefathers were doing it,
mm-hmm.
Was it right? Even though that was the customary right that it should go. But as time goes, we are in the modern global village. Do we continue to do this? Even now, people are even campaigning about sex slave and child abuse, that kind of thing. If you don't even get HPV infection, which later develops into cervical cancer, mm-hmm. what about other STIs? HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, what about them?
Mm-hmm.
And if you engage a child into such act, do you think that child will have the chance to continue his or her education?
So, Doc, what are you saying to the oldies who are fond of going to marry 16-year-olds, 15-year-olds?
My simple question is, if you engage a girl at the age of 16, then for sure that girl's education will end at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is what we want, then it's okay. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want that, we want this child to be educated, then we have to think about it twice.
Yeah, looking the health aspect.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Even without a health aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Because those people want to do that, they want to ignore that. Because maybe they don't know. But the point is, what about a child's education?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be cut off right away.
Yeah. In fact, what scares me most is the fact that early sex can actually be a risk factor. So I guess the message is out clear that if you want your girl to be healthy, why don't you wait for her to reach the adult age before you marry her off? I think it's worth thinking about it. Okay, let's move on to our next question What are some of the early symptoms of the disease, Dr. Frimpong?
Actually, initially, no.
Forgive me, is there any other risk factor that we didn't exhaust?
I think what we've done is okay.
Smoking, multiple sex, early sex.
You can add people who are in immunosuppressive state.
What do you mean by immunosuppressive
state? You know, he mentioned HIV.
Okay.
If you have HIV, your immune system is down.
Okay.
Yes. There are a number of states. Anytime somebody is down with a disease, any kind of disease, the person's immune system can go down.
Okay.
But we have some kinds of diseases that when we know that you have such diseases, your immune system is down. Even cancer itself can cause your immune system to be down.
Okay.
Yes, HIV is one, and there are certain endocrine diseases too.
Okay.
So we don't.
You're talking about immune system. Some know of sound system. What is the immune system?
The immune system, this is the system that is responsible for fighting diseases.
In the human body?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Dorothea and Dr. Kojo Frimpong. Thank you so much for coming. I wish we had more time to chat and chat on. Our listener, I believe you have benefited a lot from this discussion. We talked about cervical cancer. And please advise yourself. Stick to your partner. Stick to your spouse. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Belle Dollar Bill. And before I leave, remember, stay focused on God. Let your mind be on His word all the time.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic cervical cancer. A continuation will be brought to you later. For any enquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of Hope. Brethren, I welcome you once again in the name of Jesus. I want to talk about the impossible God. We have so many things that we think it is too difficult for us to overcome. Yes, indeed, it is very difficult for us to overcome. But I want to assure you that we have a God who is possible God. I call him possible God because of what I'm going to tell you. Shall we pray? Oh Lord, you know a champion is a sinner. Please, come and speak through him. Let your children hear your sweet voice. Don't let them hear the sinful voice of a champion. May your children be edified as we go through this lesson. In Jesus' name, amen. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse number 11, let's hear the word of God. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. Hallelujah. Can you imagine this? And have you thought of this? That scientists are doing so many wonderful things in this world. Gone were the days when you plant a cassava, it would take more than a year for it to be ready for harvesting. But now, you plant cassava, it would take a maximum of 6 months and it will be ready for harvesting. Gone were the days when you sow a corn, it will germinate all right. It will take several months for it to be ready. And even when it tassels and it starts yielding fruits, you can even count the number of grains on each cob. I'm telling you that now one grain of maize can yield several grains that one cannot count. Scientists are doing all these wonderful things in life. Even now, when you have day-old chicken, it will not take more than 3 weeks for this day-old chicken to mature. Scientists are doing so many wonderful things. But unfortunately, they have not been able to plant a seed for it to germinate instantly, grow instantly, mature instantly, bear flower instantly, and bear fruits instantly, and the fruit ripes instantly for others to enjoy. But I'm talking about a God who commanded fruits, who commanded seedlings to be planted instantly. At that same second, the seed germinated, grew up, tasseled, or bear fruits, the fruit mature, and they got ripe for others to consume. Have you thought about this? What seems so great in your life? Think about a God who can command, who can speak, and it happens. I want to introduce a God who knows everything, who is so powerful that the impossibility is possible to him. What is your challenge in life? What are you going through in this world that you think there's no solution? I want to encourage you, there is a God whom nothing is impossible to. I want to introduce a God who knows everything, who can create and uncreate, who can create and destroy. A God who commands plants to come. Instantly, they germinated. Instantly, they grew. Instantly, they mature. Instantly, they bore fruit. Instantly, the fruits were ripening for others to enjoy. Have you thought about this? What is so difficult for you in this world? What is your challenge? What is your problem? If you could come to Jesus, he will solve this problem for you because he is the impossible God. Friends, I don't know what your problems are. I don't know what you're going through in this life. Maybe all hope is gone. All friends have deserted you. All hope is lost. I want to tell you that our God can do anything for you. Let's have hope and trust in him. Maybe you have a peculiar problem that you think all hope is lost, that you think that there's nothing you can do about it, that you think that no one can help you or no one can rescue you from that problem. I want to challenge you that if you could come to Jesus, because he is the impossible God, he will solve it for you. Shall we pray? Divine Father, thank you for your wonderful message. Yes, we have so many challenges in life. We have so many problems and afflictions in life that we think there is no hope, that we think no one is there to rescue us from that problem. But you have demonstrated your authority, that you could speak and it happens. Please, may you speak into our lives so that all these difficult problems can be very light for us. Thank you for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF-595. Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.